Hi guys, and happy new month to you all. Welcome to the month of September. We're going to be looking at news from September 2nd to September the 30th. So we're switching things up a bit. I'll be bringing weekly news for you once in the month. So we'll be compiling every week's publications from the Nigerian Pioneer and into a single podcast episode for you, which you can comfortably listen to at a stretch or in bits, basically. And not to waste too much of your time, again, welcome to the month of September. This is September 1921 from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sir Kitoyi Ajasa, September 2nd. His Excellency the Acting Governor on tour. His Excellency the Acting Governor and Mrs. Cameron left the headquarters on Sunday, August 28th, on a visit to the North. EME Agbebi Esquire, Barrister at Law. By the RMS, that's Royal Mail Steamer Abinci, which came into port on Thursday morning, August 25th, arrived Mr. EME Agbebi, MA, BCL, and LLB in Bracken, London, and his wife. Mr. Agbebi left here in May 1919 to study law, and during the short stay in England, he has given a creditable account of himself. We congratulate him on his successes in England and wish him a successful career at the bar. A grand sacred concert. Preparations are being made by the choir of Christ Church Pro Cathedral, assisted by a few ladies and gentlemen, to give a sacred concert in November. Next, when the famous oratorio, in quote, Elijah, by Mendelssohn will be rendered. Mr. Fairman of the Nigerian Railways, Elijah. It will be a great musical treat to hear the rich bass voice of this gentleman and beautiful rich solo of Miss Oyinko Ajasa, that's the daughter of Sir Kitoyi Ajasa, later Oyinkonsola Abayomi, Lady Oyinko Abayomi, and Mrs. Layinka Agbebi. Mr. Edwin Meadows is Semper Cadet. The first performance of the Elijah took place in the Town Hall, Birmingham, in 1846, when Mendelssohn himself conducted, and in its revised form in 1847 under the composer's direction. We wish organist Phillips, as Thomas King Ekundayo Phillips, TKE Phillips of Christchurch, and his choir every success. We hope the public will not miss this treat. We won't have missed it as well. For TKE to be on the organ, it's definitely going to be a wonderful experience. Memorial service for the late Archdeacon of Lagos. A memorial service for the late Archdeacon of Lagos is announced to take place on Sunday next September 4 in St. Paul's Church, Bradford at 3:30 p.m. A sale of work will be held at Bishop's Court Marina on Monday, the 5th of September, when sale will be opened at 4 o'clock by Mrs. Archer, the wife of L.A. Archer Esquire, the popular agent of Messrs. Elder Dempster & Company. Conflagration at Idoluo. A fire broke out on the evening of Monday, August 29, about 11 o'clock. The fire brigade was on the scene and several Europeans also. The house was not easy of access owing to the muddy condition of the neighborhood. Is it not time that something should be done to improve the sanitary condition of this portion of Lagos? We must call the attention of the town council and municipal authorities to these back parts of the town. In our own opinion, they are far from being sanitary. Justice in the provinces. We learned that the clerk of the court at Otta, under Egba Native Administration, has been sentenced to 7 years imprisonment for all the counts against him. We have heard some ugly rumors in connection with this Otta matter, but we do not heed rumors. But what surprises one is the fact that the president of the native court at Otta did not report things, and nothing was discovered until Mr. Richards went to Otta after the president had been transferred to another court. Let us hope that there is not one kind of justice for the clerk and another for the president. Should not the president of the native court see that the monies paid into court are given in time to the rightful plaintiffs? The court are the guardians of the people's liberty, safety, and rights. Can we say that about Nigeria today? Safety and rights. And native courts will not be fulfilling the purpose of their existence if justice is not dispensed without fear or favor, and if the right kind of men are not appointed to preside over them. Justice is blind. The native courts need proper supervision, and let every complaint against them be properly and impartially investigated. The policy of laissez-faire will not improve things. That's really kind of tricky, actually. So, moving on to September 9, 1921, the Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbiyi at Ibadan. The Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbiyi arrived in Ibadan on Saturday last and preached at Aremo Church last Sunday. We hope he will be as successful as we are told he had been in Abeokuta. A concert was given in Abeokuta in honor of his mission by Ms. Joko Jibowu, the Director of Education. By the SS Elmina, which left here last Friday morning, H.J. Hyde Johnson, Esquire, M.A., Director of Education, Southern Provinces, went down south on inspection to Calabar and districts. Chief Oluwa entertained at Ibutemeta. Mrs. J.W. Vaughan, C.B. Vaughan, and P.H. Williams were at home to some gentlemen at the Haven, Apapa Road, Ibutemeta, on Tuesday the 6th instant, in honor of the arrival from Europe of Chief Oluwa and Mr. Herbert Macaulay. The memorial service of the late Archdeacon of Lagos. A memorial service was held at St. Paul's Church, Breadfruit, on Sunday, September 4 at 3:30 p.m. in honor of the late Venerable N. Johnson, the Archdeacon of Lagos. The clergy and choir of St. Paul's and Christ Church entered the church by the west door, which is on David Street. Bishop Oluwole reading the sentences for the occasion. After the singing of a hymn, the Reverend J. Pierce continued with the general confession and call. Psalm 23 was chanted in English by the choir. The lesson was read by the Reverend M. S. Cole, the Reverend C. E. Doherty continued with the creed to the third collect, and the Reverend J. S. Adewakun said the concluding prayers. The Bishop of Lagos gave the address, the Reverend S. M. Abiodi interpreting. After the sermon, a native dirge composed by Mr. T. K. E. Phillips, M. U. S. T. C. L. was sung by the choir. After a hymn, the Bishop of Lagos said in Yoruba the concluding prayer and pronounced the benediction. The Reverends J. A. Cole and J. A. Lee were also present in their robes. The church was crowded. The late Archdeacon deserved all this tribute. Christ Church sale of work postponed. In consequence of the heavy downpour of rain of Monday morning, the 5th instant, which continued till noon, the sale of work, which should have taken place at Bishop's Court that afternoon, was postponed until further notice. In a different episode, we will talk about the 4th annual sports at King's College, as well as a few other information. Moving on, Ondo News. But before Ondo News, the Honorable Kito Iyajasa. Honorable Kito Iya and Mrs. Ajasa and Miss Ajasa were passengers by the SS Elmina to Calabar and Douala on a sea trip for the benefit of their health. Ondo News. Native Administration. At last, the long looked for Native Administration is in sight. Nearly everything, to put it in full operation, has been done, save that which is a sine qua non of its vigorous existence, namely the collection of the taxes from the different towns. These preliminary papers showing amounts to be paid had been distributed here and at Okebu. It is expected that the money will be collected during the Ogun festival, when many people will return home from the water side. A road overseer had suddenly disappeared some time ago. No one has been able to give a definite account of him up till the present. However, it is conjectured that he must have been drowned, for his sudden disappearance synchronized with the week in which there was a heavy rain that swelled all the rivers. The Ondo Club. On August 19, an informal meeting of the Ondo Amalgamated Games and Debating Clubs was held at the district officer's office at 7:30 p.m. when the two clubs were joined into one under the name of, in quotes, the Ondo Club. The rules drawn up by a subcommittee composing of district officer Mr. B. M. Kirkick, Mr. S. A. Ojo, and the Reverend E. T. Adebiyi were read and adopted. The principal officers elected for the year were President, the Reverend M. C. Adeyemi, Vice President, Mr. B. M. Kirkick, the Reverend E. M. Lijadu, and S. C. Phillips, Secretary, Mr. S. A. Ojo, Assistant Secretary, Mr. D. Awoshika, Treasurer, the Chief Lomofe, Financial Secretary, Mr. T. K. Thompson. The membership to the club is not restricted to those on the spot, but it is thrown open to all male adults of Ondo origin all over Nigeria. This is done to make it possible for all the Ondo people who are brought to have the full benefit of the club whenever they have the opportunity of visiting the fatherland. All particulars of the club may be obtained from the secretary. The club is greatly indebted to the district officer, Mr. B.M. Kirkick, for his keen interest in its welfare. Akure Ondo Road. Not a little damage has been done to the Akure Ondo Road by the incessant rain we have been having recently. Nearly all the bridges, especially on the Ondo side of the road, are badly damaged. But it is gratifying to know that the work will soon be pushed onto the Owena River. The resident visit. On August 21, the resident Mr. C. Hornby Porter arrived here from Akure. On the following day, the Osemawe and chiefs went up to see him, and on Tuesday he convened a large meeting during which he was able to put a happy end to the misunderstanding which was among the chiefs. No doubt it was his long experience and acquaintance with the ways and ideas of the native that enabled him to have genuine sympathy with the susceptibilities and idiosyncrasies of the people. It was this mental quality, coupled with much spade and good work already performed by the district officer, that led an easy and happy solution of a most difficult situation, unparalleled in the history of the town. On Wednesday afternoon, the grand football match was played in honor of the residents' visit by the Ondo Club and the Boys Public High School, in the presence of some of the big and minor chiefs and a large concourse of people. After the game, the resident thanked the players and also expressed his appreciation on seeing that such a good opportunity as this was provided for encouraging manly exercise among the people. On Friday, he went back to Akure. On the whole, his visit has been productive of much good and he has left the most favorable impression on the people. News from the 9th of September. Kind of interesting though. Next up is the 16th of September 1921, the Bishop of Lagos to Ijebu District. The Right Reverend the Bishop of Lagos and Mrs. Melville Jones left on Wednesday morning the 7th instant on a visit to Ijebu Ode and Ijebu Remo District. We wish him a successful handling of the questions there. He will be able to see much of the faith healers. The question of his successor at St. Paul's. We are very much surprised to hear of the agitations going on amongst some sections of St. Paul's Church, Breadfruit, as to the successor of the late Archdeacon of Lagos. We do not know why the ordinary principles of reason which are allowed in business affairs do not obtain in those who become so suddenly zealous for the faith of the fathers. We know there is a constitution and a constituted authority. We know there is a patronage board on which diocesan district and parochial nominators have their seats. Why all this worry then? Every clerk in the civil service has his service sheet and service records to pave his way to promotion, not by abusing or speaking disparagingly of elders or superiors. Every clerk in holy orders has his service sheet and service record. His record of work should recommend him. The death of Mrs. Victor Coker. With deep regret, we record the death of Mrs. Victor Coker, wife of the town warden and daughter of the late J. O'Connor Williams, Esquire of Offin, which took place on Monday morning, the 12th instant, at her residence, Luther Street. Her remains were taken to Christ Church Pro Cathedral and thence to Ikoyi Cemetery for interment. Latin and Greek in our schools. Latin or Greek has become a fetish or juju and has become the be-all and end-all of higher education. We are not against the teaching of foreign languages in our schools, but it must be on the good foundation of English grammar and knowledge of the English language, and let our great educationists give us a suitable scheme of study. Let us pay a visit to our secondary schools and ask whether it is the education office or the teachers that wish to drop to Latin. Latin and Greek demand an amount of time which does not leave time for many other subjects. Already in England, the attention of the Classical Association at Cambridge is directed to it, and it was said that the time necessary for efficient teaching of the classics is greatly reduced if the ground is prepared by an adequate study of English grammar, and this is exactly the case. Let those who receive applications from our youth tell us whether any Latin or Greek can find any hold on the brains that shut forth the English language they read. The Honorable Dr. O. Obasa on the Legislative Council. We have much pleasure in congratulating Dr. Orisa Dipe Obasa, MLCS, IRCP London, on his appointment as member of the Legislative Council of the Colony. We have no doubt that the Honorable Doctor will faithfully, loyally, and patriotically discharge his duties for King and country to the best of his ability. We wish him every success. We had thought of giving our readers a brief sketch of the Doctor's career, but lest we offend, we give up the idea. The Doctor succeeds the Honorable Samuel Herbert Pierce, the popular merchant of Elephant House. We must say, in quote, "E kouche o," to the retiring Honorable Gentleman, and express the hope that he will still continue to study the needs of his country and people, and suggest to and advise His Majesty's government as to the ways and means of bringing peace, progress, and happiness to all. Interesting. Moving on to September 23rd, 1921, Ondo News. The district officers told Mr. B. M. Kirkick. On Wednesday, the 17th instant, the district officer, accompanied by his senior clerk, Mr. S. Adeojo, left for the waterside. It is expected that they will be away for about 6 weeks. That long. Ondo Boys Public High School. On September 3rd, the few gentlemen interested in the course of secondary education of the district waited on the district officer for the purpose of bringing before him the subject of putting the boys' public high school on a strong and firm basis. He received the deputation most kindly and very courteously, and he promised to do all he could for the good progress of the school. Infantile mortality. Of late, there has been an abnormal rate in the infantile mortality in the town. What is most startling about the matter is that the children did not live more than 7 days in each instance. In the case of a particular woman who has recently lost a second child, the latter child died not only on the same day as in the former time, but almost at the same hour. Yearly festivals. From next week, there will be a series of festivals up till about the beginning of December. Many of those who have gone away to the waterside will return home. This period will be the most convenient time for the collection of taxes of this town and its adjacent villages. Record month for rain. The past month, according to the rain gauge, had beaten all records locally. Towards the end of the month, the rain became so incessant as to cause anxiety not only among the farmers alone, but also in the town as a whole. It had already distributed the planting of corn and other things, and this might result in a poor harvest later on. Early this week, the chiefs therefore called together the medicine men to use their charms in putting an end to the rain. Unfortunately, there has not been any change for the better, and yet there are people who still believe in these things. Okay. Abeokuta News. Abeokuta Grammar School. Mr. E. A. Kasumu, the acting principal of the Abeokuta Grammar School, has, we understand, placed his resignation in the hands of the Abeokuta District Church Council to take effect in September. He has, since sending in his resignation, written requesting that the time be shortened to the end of August. The resignation has been accepted by the council, but the latter request has not, at the moment of writing, been sanctioned. Mr. Kuye, who is at present on the teaching staff of the CMS Grammar School Lagos and the former teacher in the Abeokuta Grammar School for over 8 years, we are authoritatively informed will be offered the principalship of the school. Mr. Kasumu was a passenger for England in the Abinci, which left these shores on September 3rd. Abeokuta Girls' School. It is quite a long time since we have heard anything of the proposed scheme for the reorganization of the Abeokuta Girls' School, whereby a European lady principal is to be procured to take charge of the training of the girls with a boarding department in one of the fine residential buildings in the mission yard of Akè. To all appearances, one cannot but come to the conclusion that the scheme is as dead as Queen Anne. Okay. We impute no blame on the present staff who are doing all they are capable of doing under the circumstance, but we must know that when one has done his best, he simply cannot do more. If the ADC, the aide-de-camp, had set their heart and mind to the raising, if the Abeokuta District Council, had set their heart and mind to the raising of the required £500 at the time, as we pointed out in this column some months ago, it would easily have got the money and probably a little more, and the European principal would have been in charge of the school since last year. The girls' school, in connection with the Baptist mission of which Mrs. Lumbly is the principal, assisted by her European colleagues, is making a remarkable progress. Might not the Abeokuta District Council take a leaf out of their book? Again, if the school cannot at present afford the expenses of a European lady principal, we would advise the Abeokuta District Council to look round for an elderly native lady of good reputation and sound education to carry on the work of the school until the time arrives when the school can pave its way sufficiently enough to retain the services of a European lady principal. The Reverend Thomas A.J. Ogunbi's Cathedral Mission to the Interior Churches. Since his arrival in Abeokuta, the Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbi has spared no time and energy in the arduous task of popularizing the proposal to build for the diocese a cathedral that is worthy of the name. He has preached in all the leading Anglican churches in town and addressed several meetings here and there, aided by magic lantern shows. Accomplishing his mission in the town, the Reverend gentleman left for Osele, a distance of about 8 miles from town, on the 9th of August, and Oba on the 11th, returning to town in both cases on the next day. He left for Isan on the 17th and from thence to Uwode on the 19th. He left the latter place on the 20th for Ofada. On Sunday the 21st, he walked at Ofada and Asese and passed on to Afojupa on the 22nd. Walked there on the 23rd and returned to town on the 24th. After a brief rest of 3 days, he left with the Reverend Peters on Saturday the 27th for Isaga, the latter's headquarters. Places like Iburu, Ayetoro, Jiga district churches under the supervision of Reverend Peters had each its full share of the itinerant's attention. Returning to town on Thursday the 1st of September, he left for Ilugun Station. The next day, where he completed his mission in Abeokuta, he left Ilugun and reached Ibadan on the 3rd of September. It may interest your readers to know that it takes some time, from 7 to 8 hours trek from one station to another in an almost unnegotiable bush path, and some of these districts are 20-25 miles from town. Those who have seen Reverend Ogunbi at work in the district marvel at his power of endurance and physical strength in not betraying any sign of fatigue. It is said of him that on arrival at his destination after a long journey, he would enter into his work with the spirit and ardor of schoolboys on the cricket field. Okay. Well, the missioner has departed after a strenuous walk. His silver tongue has done its work and his sweet words are still ringing in our ears. It now remains to know what the plan of the Abeokuta District Council will be. We advise them to beat the iron while it is hot. St. John's Church, Igbeyin's financial year. A full statement of accounts for the year ending March 31st, 1921, showing every item of receipts and expenditures of the above parish, which was duly signed by the church auditors, has just been printed and circulated among the parishioners. We have seen the copy of the balance sheet and are very much impressed by its clear statement and business-like preparations. The account showed a handsome balance on the right side. We commend this admirable system to the attention of the other parishes. Meeting of the Bible Society. There was a meeting of the Bible Society for the school children on Monday, the 29th of August at 9 a.m. at St. Peter's Church, Akè, presided over by Dr. Isaac Ladipo Oluwole. It is reported that those who could obtain admittance into the church hall numbered 1,263, whilst about 600 had to content themselves with sitting under the mango trees at the front of the sacred edifice in a well-orderly manner. Abnormal inflation of the price of salt in Abeokuta. We wonder what had given cause to the strange abnormal inflation of the price of salt in Abeokuta a few days ago. A bag of salt could not be had in town under anything less than 90 pence or shillings. We are pleased, however, to report that this panic, if so we may call it, is now subsiding, and the ridiculously high price has been dropping gradually to the normal, although at the moment of writing it is still as high as 25 shillings a bag. A bag of salt, it may not be generally known, was never at any time, either before or after the Great War, exceeding a sum of 12 shillings and 6 pence. The resident Abeokuta province. The resident Mr. C.W. Alexander left Abeokuta for Lagos on the 12th of August and proceeded from thence to Ilaro on the 16th to tour the division. The Venerable Archdeacon Johnson. The Christian section of the community was not a little startled when the sad news of the death of the Venerable Nathaniel Johnson, Archdeacon of Lagos, was flashed through the wire from Lagos on Tuesday, the 16th of August. Immediately upon the receipt of the sad news, all the Anglican church bells in town were set a tolling, and the school children were given half-day holiday as a mark of respect in the memory of the beloved Archdeacon. Memorial service for the late Archdeacon. The general memorial service for the late Archdeacon was held at St. Peter's Church, Akè, on the afternoon of Sunday, the 21st of August. Many worshippers from the other churches flocked in such large numbers to this service, and the seating capacity of the church was greatly taxed to its utmost, that hundreds had to accommodate themselves within the precincts of the churchyard. The preacher on this occasion was the Reverend E.W. George, pastor of Christ Church Iporo, who gave a most able and impressive address on the life of the late Archdeacon as a great church leader and an earnest and faithful worker whose vacancy in the councils of the diocese would be difficult to fill. River Ogun in floods. River Ogun has been rising very rapidly for some days past, that a repetition of the 1916 floods seem pretty certain. Already the banks on both sides of the river have been overflowed, and the whole area of the market transformed into a great deluge. On Thursday the 19th, all manners of vehicular traffic were not allowed to pass over the bridge. We are pleased to notice that the same timely precautions were taken to save the bridge by severing approach to the great bridge on the town side, thereby rendering an easy and rapid flow of the waters around it. It must have occurred to many that Shokori Bridge on Alakè Ibara Road is no longer suitable when one considers the tons of produce and merchandise that passed over it daily. It was constructed in the year 1902 and was officially opened by the late Sir William MacGregor. The governor of Lagos, on the 18th of July 1903, at the special invitation of the late EUG, the bridge had served the purpose for which it was built very well in those days when motor lorry and pleasure car were things unknown, when the only means of transport of native produce and European merchandise was known were human carriers, our men and women, Shokori is a harmless small stream in itself, and in the height of dry season, its water sometimes disappeared. But in the season like this, it usually rose to such heights that it became a formidable river with strong current that could wash away many a culvert of weak foundations. It was in this season of the year 1916, after an unusually heavy rain, that a serious crack was noticed the following morning from side to side of the floor of the bridge. All vehicular traffic on the bridge was immediately stopped, and after some 3 days patching, the other was rescinded. A few days ago, the left side of the bridge was so damaged that pedestrians were ordered to use the right side only when going to Ibarra, and motor lorries carrying loads were strictly forbidden to pass over it. Fortunately, exceptional season like this was not an annual affair and is not likely to be, but it dislocates the trade of the town for some time when it does come. Apart from the question of the solidity of the structure of the bridge, the narrowness of it is always a serious menace to drivers of vehicles. It is impossible for two motor lorries or cars to pass abreast of each other on it, and even in the case of one, the driver has to be very cautious and keep his hand steady on the wheel until the danger zone is passed. It is time, in our opinion, that steps be taken to replace the present bridge by constructing a larger and more solid new one that will withstand that growing vehicular traffic and defy future rainy seasons. Foodstuffs are getting scarce and the prices are in consequence rising. Farmers are unable to bring their stuffs into town, and our women who are in the trade find it impossible to get to the farms owing to the streams on the road having become unfordable. The Alakes message to Chief Oluwa. On Tuesday the 13th of September, a certain number of Ogboni chiefs entrained at Lafenwa station for Lagos with a message of congratulations to Mr. Herbert Macaulay and Chief Oluwa on their safe return from England and on the happy result of the private council appeal case. Mr. Adeneye Titcom, private secretary to the Alake, travelled with the party to Lagos. The chiefs returned home on Thursday the 15th. Removal of certain mercantile firms. Since the beginning of the year, we regret to report that three mercantile firms, viz. Messrs. Zitin Area Limited, Messrs. G. Gottschalk, and Messrs. Anglo Colonial Trading Corporation Limited, have shaken the dust of Abeokuta off their boots. We hope it is a case of Oriva and not goodbye. The two of the famous firms whose names are household words in the commercial world of Nigeria have recently started big business operations in Abeokuta and are pushing on most remarkably well. They are the African Association Limited and Messrs. McAvoy Limited. Messrs. The Niger Company, it would seem, are not satisfied with produce buying only, and have, we understand, since the visit of the directors, decided to go in for general merchandise on a big scale. News from Lagos. The Bishop of Lagos back to headquarters. The Bishop of Lagos returned to headquarters on Friday evening, September 16th, after a successful journey in Ijebu-Ode and Ijebu-Remo district. He spent a day in Abeokuta and had an informal meeting with the clergy and agents. His experience during this visit will show that personal influences of men in authority go a great way to settle matters that affect the welfare of the church or state. Lagos Musical Association. The Lagos Musical Association welcomed barrister E.M.E. Agbebi, M.A. B.C.L. LLB London, one of its members, at an at-home on Monday evening, the 19th instant, at the residence of the president of the association, the Honorable Dr. Orisha Dipe Obasa. Mr. Agbebi gave an address on his musical impressions in England. The RMS Elmina. The RMS Elmina arrived from Calabar homeward bound on Tuesday, September 20, having on board the Honorable and Mrs. Ajasa, Ms. Ajasa, and the Director of Education. Sue House. A. Edu Esquire removed to his newly completed building at Ajasa Street, christened Suru House. Very decent and artistic, the work of the firm of Messrs. J. Crichton and Co. Building Contractors, etc. On Monday morning, the 19th instant, the Reverend A. N. Co. and E. E. Williams, B. A. were invited to invoke God's peace and blessings on the new buildings. The ceremony over, the ladies and gentlemen present were entertained at luncheon by Mesa and Mrs. Edun. We wish them both long life to enjoy the new buildings. October weddings. We are informed that many will be treading the companionway next month, and we wish them one and all connubial bliss. Miss Olajumoke Edun to Barrister Olayimika Alakija on October 11. Miss Demi Williams, daughter of the Reverend J.S. Williams, to the Reverend H.V.E. Johnson, B.A. Miss Ogunmefu, the daughter of the Reverend J.B. Ogunmefu of Isoyin, Ijebu-Ode, October 20. And Miss Fadipe of the Baptist Mission, Ibadan, on October 5. Death of Robert Antos Williams. It is with deepest regret we have to announce the death of Robert Antos Williams, which occurred at the Sacred Heart Hospital, Itesi, Abeokuta, at 10:45 p.m. on Thursday the 15th instant, and was charged at the Roman Catholic Church and buried at the Roman Catholic burying ground on the 16th instant at 5 p.m. The need of a social club. Much of the efforts in scattered units would no more be heard of if there is a club where the educated could meet and exchange thoughts and discuss the future of their country. With the Glover Memorial Hall, Lagos Institute had gone to ashes and nothing has been done. Charity begins at home. Lagos has given rise and wealth to many of its inhabitants, but sad to say, we are open to correction. Lagos has not enjoyed their munificence as one would have wished and expected. Is it possible for our wealthy men to give a clubhouse and library, or build and endow a secondary school for boys and for girls, or confer some lasting good on posterity in Lagos and Nigeria? We hear of legacy given to Furabe College, Sierra Leone, and such gifts, but what has been done for Lagos? The boys' grammar schools and the girls' seminaries are at our very doors, starving for want of staff and the wherewithal. A clubhouse would generate cohesion, create sympathy, make men know more of one another, and create a healthy public opinion. Interesting news, actually. Moving on to the 30th of September 1921. Death of Mrs. Wood. Mrs. Wood, widow of the late Reverend J.B. Wood, died in Abeokuta on Saturday morning, September 24 at 1 o'clock. The funeral service took place at Aket Church and her remains were taken to the cemetery at Lantoro by the side of her husband. Bishop Oluwole and the Venerable Archdeacon A.W. Smith left Lagos on Saturday morning to be present at the funeral. Mrs. Wood first landed in Lagos in 1889. Founders' Day at King's College. King's College celebrated another anniversary on Saturday the 24th instant. There were a cricket match at 4:30 p.m. when tea and refreshments were served, and a concert at 8 p.m. in which old and present pupils took part. Conflagration at Apapa. A volume of smoke from a big blaze in the direction of Apapa at 12:45 noon of the 27th instant told the tale, another case of petrol explosion and great loss. Death on board SS Elmina. A Mr. Woodhead, passenger from Calabar for England on board the SS Elmina, who was brought on board in a very bad condition, died off Lagos roads on Tuesday night, the 20th instant. The corpse was brought on shore the following day and buried. The Venerable Archdeacon Crowder D.D. The Venerable Archdeacon Crowder D.D. was a passenger on board the SS Elmina bound for Sierra Leone and hopes to break his return voyage to the Delta regions and Lagos for a few days. Arrival of His Honor Judge Pennington. His Honor Mr. Justice Pennington KC arrived in Lagos from England by the SS Apam on Thursday the 22nd instant, looking the picture of health. We understand His Honor has been living the life of a country gentleman on his estate during his leave. Ekuabo. Interesting. A miraculous escape. Jimo, son of Dakolo of Ereko, Lagos, had a narrow and extraordinary escape from drowning last week. In company of one Iman, he went out fishing in the night of Tuesday the 20th instant between the two moles. A sudden squall of wind upset the canoe they were in. Jimo was carried out to sea by the strong ebb tide flowing and was in the water the whole night until at about 6:30 a.m. of Wednesday the 21st. He made for the SS Elmina, standing out at least 3 miles from the shore. As he neared the steamer, he was seen by some women deckers who called attention to him, but before a boat could be lowered, he was alongside and was handled in. Looking dazed, the first words he uttered after recovery was, "So I am saved." We are surprised too, like, wow. Poor Iman was drowned. The escape was the more wonderful as the Sea of Lagos is full of sharks. Okay. This is quite a very interesting miraculous escape, as it was tagged. On Friday, September 23rd at 11 a.m. was solemnized the nuptial ceremony of Miss Florence Melhish and the Reverend F. Hedger, B.A., LTH, Vice Principal of St. Andrew's College, Oyo, at Christchurch Pro Cathedral by His Lordship the Bishop of Lagos. Luncheon was served at Bishop's Court after the ceremony. The married couple proceeded to Victoria Beach for their honeymoon before they leave finally for Oyo. We wish them both happiness. Interesting. Wow. And that's it, guys, from the month of September 1921 from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sir Kitoyi Ajasa. We'll see you guys in October. Don't forget to listen to other interesting stories that we regularly post, regularly update, regularly upload on our podcast, previous weekly news as well. And also on our page, we post interesting information on lives of Sierra Leoneans, Afro-Brazilians, and other natives of Nigeria, and also foreigners as well in colonial Nigeria, historic architecture, Afro-Brazilian architecture, neoclassical, and whatnot. And to be honest, you might find your ancestor thereabout, basically. I mean, never can tell. Like, we have a track record of connecting people with their ancestors and information that they never knew about their ancestors as well. So don't forget, if you know any descendant of any of the people we talk about regularly, or you just see pop up in one of our posts, don't forget to share with them. And also stay glued to our Instagram page and also our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast while watching you, like, as you're listening to this, as you're hearing our voice, while literally watching you. So don't forget to subscribe and share with family and friends, your parents, your grandparents as well. You never can tell one interesting story that they might literally find so intriguing and remember. You get that sort of thing. But yeah, not to talk too much and not to keep you guys waiting here, even though we literally want, like, awesome. Anyways, moving on. So we'll see you guys when next we see you. Don't forget to stay safe. There's a pandemic still out there. Mask up always in public. Practice social distancing. Sanitize and whatnot. And don't forget to get vaccinated as well. And also continue to mask up, basically. But we'll see you when next we see you for October 1921 from the Nigerian Pioneer by one of our faves, literally, by Sir Kitoyi Ajasa. One of Lagos's most interesting human beings as well. So yeah, and father of Oyin Consular Ajasa, basically. So yeah, we'll see you when next we see you. Cheers. Well, on Instagram, before we go, we're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, THEFACADENIGERIA. That's our Instagram, and we'll always see you when next we see you. Cheers. Bye.